Heart Than Talent Radio.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to the Tuesday More Heart Than Talent Live. Great to have you watching here this afternoon. It's interesting, here I am doing a live. I had a video show up from 9 years ago with my client James Jordan, which definitely was early Facebook. So there was a video that came up on memories. It was awesome to see the technology between 9 years ago and where I was 9 years ago and where James was. So awesome to be here today. So I see Allison, Brian, Wendy, Teresa, Eric, Lauren, Jay. Thank you for watching here today. Have a great content for you today on qualification. If you're in a business that has sales, branding, marketing, content writing, internet marketing, mortgage, finance, insurance, and your business requires sales skills, it requires you to understand how to qualify leads for your time. That will be the content for today's Facebook Live. If you're a few announcements real quickly here. If you're an existing client and you have coached with me and been to Breakthroughs to Success and you have purchased a ticket to the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop, the May event is this week. So if you'd like to attend that, there's still room. That is the advanced course for writing, branding, content, internet marketing, how to be able to deliver in front of an audience. I also have some quantum healers. I have Kara DeSico Sandre, Carla Vilches, Paula Penna. That is Murderer's Row of my women clients will be speaking. Scott Burnett, Chris Shar, a lot of great, great content for the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop. If you'd like to attend that event here at the last minute, you can Facebook message me, letting me know that you would like to receive that content. Also, if you're looking for free 20-minute coaching, I offer those if you're a first-time request. So if you want to take advantage of that, you can also message me on Facebook. And the newest group I started last week, which is Jeffrey Combs Sobriety Consciousness. Now, if you have not joined that group is really to foster recovery, to foster enlightenment, letting go, sobriety, and all facets of letting go of anxiety, fear, and doubt. It is an absolute great forum, and it is a forum that my team of internet marketers will take into the hundreds of thousands of attendees that participate in that group. So it hasn't even been in existence 1 week, so there's already great content that is being delivered. And thank you, those of you who are being vulnerable and really stepping into your power and letting go. And that is a brand I promise that I will be taking to the next level. I've already been asked to be featured in an online publication, an online multimedia project called Recovery Today. And that is going to be a fantastic opportunity. I'm going to be the feature article in one of their upcoming months. So the content I have for you today is specifically focused on qualifying. Now, qualifying will show up in not only leads for a business, but for a soulmate, a teammate, a contractor, a vendor, an employee, anyone that you're looking for to create commerce with or to be of service to you. It's important that you qualify people for your time. I've coached 60,000 hours, 12,000 clients, and I have heard the horror stories of people who are not skilled at qualifying, and then they attract people to their reality without asking the questions in a sequence, without finding out if they have a qualified contractor. They don't know how to read contracts. And so if you don't have a financial planner, an attorney, a tax accountant, it's all the same process in asking questions in a sequence about the outcome you seek so that you can attract to your reality quality, like-minded people that you can collaborate with. Now, the owner of Recovery Today said this. He goes, Jeff, this term collaborate, this is a really, really good term. And so when leads become a way of life, then you're in the flow of life and the flow of business. But if you live in the neocortex of your left brain, consistently asking yourself, how do I? Well, leads require innovation and creativity, and it's going to be your responsibility to create your own leads. The gentleman who owns the magazine that I'm going to be featured in liked one of my posts on Instagram. I then sent him a message. He messaged me. I asked for his phone number. We conversed, and now we are very connected. We're going to collaborate with each other, his magazine, my Facebook group. So the same situation can happen for you. You're looking for favorable outcomes, and that comes from qualifying and connecting. And both of those require you to develop the ability to ask questions without this anxiety, fear, or doubt. Now, there isn't a day go by that I don't coach someone, specifically in any multitude of network marketing companies, that say, I'm good at this, but I'm not good at this. I have so much anxiety. I'm scared. I want to screw it up. I'm going to make a mistake. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to say the wrong thing. I'm going to get rejected. I'm going to get abandoned. That is prospecting anxiety. And if you live in that state, that's anxiety about outcomes that haven't happened. Now, unfortunately, what tends to happen, we tend to attract our reality the very situation we seek to avoid. Now, why is there so much anxiety about the qualifying questions? Well, one of the reasons is because your brain will say, I haven't, so I can't. I haven't succeeded, so I can't ask the questions. I haven't succeeded, so I'm not sure. When you're in a place called doubt, it hinders your ability to be clear. Many people misconstrue me and misunderstand. They go, wow, you're really direct. No, I am very, very clear in a very relaxed body. I'm not direct. I'm not in anyone's face. I'm not there to prove anyone wrong. When I'm in a conversation, when in the possibility of business transactions, I'm looking to see if there's a win-win situation. If the person qualifies for my benefits, products, features, services. And if I'm in a network marketing business, direct sales business, do they qualify for the dream? Are they someone who has clearly defined goals about the way they want to live their life? What you're looking for are people who have a problem that you can resolve. And that's why you fact find, rapport build, and small talk and communicate with people about the outcome that they cannot see. Now, here's an absolute great example of how you can improve and what asking will net you. Ray Cataline, my assistant, and I were waiting on a second flight. We flew from Billings, Montana to Seattle, and we were flying on Alaska. And I typically fly over 150,000 miles a year on United, but because I'm in Montana, I'm flying on Alaska. I have a first-class seat. Ray does not have a first-class seat. A first-class seat is open, and there's only four first-class seats on each side. There's eight total first-class seats. And the plane I'm on used to be a Virgin plane because it has the pink lights on the side and it has this sexy look that I've flown on every airline. So I know it's a Virgin plane. The airline attendant is walking up and down, and as we get to take off, the seat right in front of me is open. It's a first class seat. Now, typically an airline would move someone that's a frequent flyer in their program up. And so I'm not a frequent flyer, so I don't really qualify for that because I'm skilled at asking questions. I asked her, I said, excuse me, what's your name? She told me Rhonda. I said, Rhonda, I have an assistant in the back of the plane. Would it be possible for him to set up here before we take off? She goes, sure. I said, is that yes? She goes, yes. I immediately call Ray. He picks up. I said, Ray, I have a first class seat for you. Get up here as soon as possible. He walks in, sets down. He sets down, ends up having a conversation with the guy next to him. And the guy next to him is a qualified buyer for my coaching. That is the way it's supposed to happen. Those situations always happen to me. Now, it happened to me because I ask. Even though it wasn't practical, realistic, or logical, because I'm not a frequent flyer on Alaskan, I've done this before. I ask for what I felt I deserved, and I asked for a first-class seat for my assistant. It's the first time he's ever flown first class in his life. I did not pay extra for it. I asked for it. Now, those situations always happen to me. And they will also happen to you when you move into a higher law of consciousness. But when you live in a very low level of anxiety, fear, and doubt, then you tend to repel the very people you seek to attract, and you attract the very people you seek to avoid to fulfill your feelings of disappointment. Another case in point, 3 weeks ago, I'm flying from Palm Springs, California to San Francisco on a Saturday night, very short trip. I look up and who's sitting one seat in front of me right there, Nancy Pelosi. Now, it's very interesting. I won't get into my political views, but I didn't sit there and have any feelings about who is sitting in front of me. As we get up and get off the plane, Nancy asked me if I'll get her bag for her. And then she also starts asking me about the Michigan State game that's going on. Now, whether I like her or not, what's important is that that is a woman of influence, one of the most influential women in the world. I'm sitting like 3 feet from gold, 3 feet from her. She strikes up a conversation with me because I don't have any filter about who she is, what she does. I'm not political. I don't hate anyone in this. I'm not practicing my politics on her. I'm just sitting there being me on a flight going, wow, that woman, one of the most influential women in the world, is sitting right in front of me. And she starts conversing with me. That always happens to me. Now, that's the very situation, the energy. Now, if I sit there and go, oh, I can't stand this woman, or what if she asked me a question? Well, if she would ask me a question, I would have tripped over myself and dropped her bag. That's probably what would have happened. And that type of anxiety. I see Krista Bloom, Quinn Curtis, Myra Pierce. I was just in Montana. Belle, how are you? Good to see you. So this is what qualifying people for your time is. Now, Belle Jessen is on the line. Belle is a dancer, an actress, entertainer. It's very important that Belle understands that she asked for what she wants in an audition. She asked her agent, where are you going to send me? I mean, it's important that you ask these questions. Who else is? Darlene Rowe is on the line. Darlene Rowe is in the process of hiring me. Dr. Krista Bloom, who's an exceptional counselor, and I had the privilege of coaching her many years ago. She's very skilled at asking her clients questions, her patients questions. Asking is the key to receiving. But if you're not skilled at asking, then you will have challenges creating the outcome. Now, here's a very simple, simple rule of asking. 5 to 15 words that end with a question mark. In 2008, I created a standalone 10 CD, back when there were CD, audio program called The Psychology of Asking. I don't even believe it's on my website anymore. I'm in the process of reloading that up, but it would be a 10 audio program. Now it's a standalone product. If you're a coaching client, you receive that product for free. I see Stacy Stolar is on the live today. Stacy has that product, Psychology of Asking. It comes with coaching. Sabrina, you have it. And those of you who are my coaching clients, it comes as an automatic product. Re-listen to that. That's it. That's 10 CDs. That's like 6 or 7 hours. Listen to that content because it will really assist you in how to ask the questions in a sequence. Now, whenever I'm around a perpetrator, a violator, someone who's passive aggressive, one of my relatives from the past or whoever, and they go and they want to put me in a position that I have to explain, validate, and justify myself, my body moves into a very relaxed state called a response. But if you're overwhelmed, your body will go into a very heightened sense of anxiety called a reaction. And if you have anxiety about prospecting, asking the questions, well, then you're in fight or flight, and it hinders your ability to create the outcome. I have a doctor's appointment next Monday. Blue Cross Blue Shield is forcing me to do this. Now, I'm not the medical kind of guy. I'm a naturopathic kind of guy, but I know that to have my insurance policy, this is mandatory to get a checkup. So one of the first things I ask is, will the doctor be able to see me on time? How long will I be in the office? So I'm not winging it. And then I have a driver. My good friend and fellow collaborator, David Harris, is going to come out here with me. He's going to spend a week with me. And even though some people may think this is crazy, David runs this interference for me when it comes to Blue Cross and Blue Shield because he knows how to ask the questions. When I changed the insurance policy and changed employees recently, I mean, it took 2 months with these freaking people to set up a group policy. And I didn't spend the 20 hours doing it. I had David Harris, who I taught how to ask the questions to create the outcome and to get the policy that's going to be best for me and my employees. If I would have left it up to them, I would have the worst policy. Ask for what you deserve. Be comfortable in that. Ask for the outcome that you feel capable of achieving. Ask for what you want. God delivereth. I mean, in infinite intelligence, spirituality, in divine, in consciousness, ask for it. But asking comes from knowing, understanding, trusting, and believing, and most importantly, awareness. I am aware. Now, if you haven't joined this new group, the new group called Recovery Consciousness, I also want to thank Ray Cataline, who really helped, who's assisted me put that together. And that's a place that you can really go in there and be able to let go of some of your anxiety about outcome that you have stuffed and repressed, which now allows you to create clarity in your emotional state so that you can ask the questions in a sequence. Like right now here is Monica Hendricks. Monica is freaking crushing that group. Now, if you go in there and watch Monica's content, She's delivering her content from clarity, and that's what asking is. Jordan Nelson, it was good to meet you this weekend in Montana. Steve Reynolds. Steve is an exceptional network marketer, direct salesperson. Steve unequivocally knows how to ask. Lisa Witt, love you, Lisa. Lisa's a first-class client and friend of mine. Lisa referred me Steve Fisher, exceptional man, and I asked him a few questions. And once again, this is what you want to learn to do is ask the questions in a sequence. Now, if you ever encounter someone from your past that wants to put you in a position to validate, justify, and explain yourself, and I had one of these people 3 years ago. I had dinner with them, and they put me in a position. They were trying to put me in a position to explain myself, but because I have great reflexes and I understand cause and effect, why people do what they do, I understand predictability, and you can too. If I coach with you, these are the insights that I'm teaching you. There's Dawn from Louisiana. She understands this too. She's encountered some of these same situations that show up in some families, not all families, but in 3 years ago, someone that was close to me put me in this position, and instead of me validating, justifying myself or getting upset or getting into friction, all I did was turn around and ask a question. That's called a U-turn. Now that U-turn question neutralizes that kind of situation so that you can move in to higher consciousness, not drop down into anxiety, fear, and doubt. A U-turn means you ask that question, that person that asked you a question, you answer it with a question. They don't typically know what happens, and the sound out of their mouth is And as you become skilled at this, the objective is to be able to move a conversation along to a result. I've sat on airplanes thousands of times, and oftentimes I don't have any conversation with anyone because the person next to me isn't emotionally available. I don't lean over and go, hey, how are you? But if that person looks over at me and goes, how you doing? Well, that's a sign. That's a telegraph. That means there may be an opportunity to create a conversation. I was recently on an airplane, and the guy next to me in the aisle had his laptop open, and I could see he was looking at guns. And I said, excuse me, what model of Winchester is that? And he goes, looks over at me, he goes, oh, you're a gunman. So we had a conversation, a GFOC, good old-fashioned chat. Now, the reason I had a conversation with him, because I had something to relate with him about. If he was looking at something non-related to me, or he was doing his taxes, I wouldn't have used an ICR, interest-creating remark. Incidentally, all this content is on the psychology of asking. Now, I don't have a link for you to buy it right now, but if you are a coaching client, it's a 10-CD audio program. It covers it in great detail. ICR. I kind of even pulled this one out for a long time. It's an interest-creating remark. Once upon a time, when I used to live in Dallas, Texas, there's this beautiful hotel called the Galleria. I used to host Jim Rohn there 4 times in my career. And the Galleria is a Westin. Then it has the Galleria Mall around it with a ice rink in the middle. There's one in Houston. There's one in Dallas. And I used to go down there daily. I mean, D-A-I-L-Y. And I had a millionaire survey. 6 simple questions about becoming a millionaire. Now, if you want that survey, if you're a coaching client, I'll send it to you at some point while we're coaching. So don't ask me for it after the call. And there's no magic in the survey. There's 6 questions I wrote out about becoming a millionaire. So I would actually, believe it or not, put on a tie back in the day. This is before I rebelled against ties. And I would go down, but I did wear designer slacks. They were Zalaris. So I would go down to the Galleria Mall, and I had a little chart with me, and I would say, excuse me, my name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm a local business owner here in Dallas, Texas, and I was wondering if it would be possible for me to ask you 6 simple questions about becoming a millionaire. Now, a lot of people go, sure. I would go, is that yes? Then, see, once I have the yes, I have the first yes. When you ask for yeses, you will receive them. So when someone would say yes, I'd go, have you ever considered being a millionaire? Why would you want to be a millionaire number 2? If you're a millionaire, how would that change the quality of your life? What are the 2 things you would do if you were a millionaire in a calendar year? And last question, do you presently have a vehicle to become or stay a millionaire? And if they said, I don't, I said, would it be possible for me to receive your phone number and I will call you back and present a business model that may be able to assist you to become a millionaire? And I would go to the Galleria Mall. I'd do this for 2 hours a day. oftentimes every single day to create leads, and I would come back with 25 leads in 2 hours. And I would typically do this at the busiest time of the afternoon, in the afternoon, because I had business to conduct at night, but I'd do some 3 for 5. I would create over 100 leads a week with phone numbers. And I used to do this on an NCR form like this. It was white and yellow, and then I would also give them yellow copy so they could take it home with my phone number on it. And occasionally some of these people would call me back. Leads are a way of life. I'll do a whole call here in the future on how to create leads, like hundreds. I have hundreds of ways to create leads, and I will share some of those with you, because as a lead generator, a lead vendor, I've owned my own lead generation company before. I used to have a postcard company. I used to make custom postcards for myself and my team. I mean, leads have always been a way of life for me. Now, some of you have even responded to this. You see that I offer free 20-minute coaching sessions. Well, I've been offering that since 1998. That's a way to create a lead. And once I have a lead, now I can ask the questions in a sequence. Now, the words that go into the questions are interchangeable. The words are interchangeable, but the questions are similar. Have you ever considered starting your own business? Are you looking for a way to improve the quality of your health? Are you looking for a way to improve the quality of your life? Are you looking for a way to create an additional stream of income? Are you looking for a way to boost your energy? Are you doing anything right now with antioxidants? Do you know anything about the CBD oils that are out? Do you know anything about the healing quality of oils and fragrances? I mean, it's this simple. Are you into skincare? Are you looking for a way to improve the quality of your skincare with natural products? And now there's a shampoo company in network marketing and direct sales. They have great products. I mean, it's the same thing. Are you someone who takes particular interest in your own hair? I mean, these are simple questions. But what happens is many people, I'm afraid I'm going to screw it up. What if they reject me? Well, first of all, if someone isn't interested, they'll let you know, usually diplomatically. The only person that's usually abrasive or rude to you is someone you know that can't see you doing what you're doing. And that's very isolated incidents. So these are some of the situations that you want to learn to let go of. And as long as you continue to stay in an overwhelmed body, you'll stay emotionally addicted to a set of feelings, recreating the same situation to fulfill a neurochemical craving that you have become emotionally addicted to. Those addictions are anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, and apathy. Now, next Friday night, I'm going to be in St. Louis, Missouri, one of my favorite cities. I'm going to dine in one of my favorite restaurants. The name of that restaurant, On the Hill. Now, the hill in St. Louis, it's called Italian Hill. It's in this real cool little area of St. Louis. And there's an Italian grocery store there, Italian deli, and then there's several restaurants. So my homeboy, Charlie Gito, his cousin, Michael Garozzo, is my best friend in Kansas City. And Michael is the head of the Missouri Restaurant Association. Michael has owned 6 restaurants in his life. Now, the last time I was there last year, I called ahead. Now, I know Charlie. And I said, is Charlie going to be in the joint tonight? And they go, no, Charlie's probably not going to be here. I said, well, if Charlie calls in, would it be possible for you to let him know that his good friend Jeff Combs is going to be coming? And they go, sure. I go, is that yes? Sure is not yes. I said, is that yes? It's a reflex. So the hostess said, yes, that's yes. If Charlie comes in, I'll let him know. So when I go to the restaurant, I go there with Alec Friel. This is 1 year ago, next Friday. I'm going in the restaurant and walking up the street is Charlie Gito. And I go, Charlie, my homeboy, my homie. He goes, Paisano. And so what that means is if I wouldn't have asked the hostess, she called Charlie. Charlie comes just to see me, takes a picture with me, gives me the best table in the front of the house. That always happens to me. Recently, I dined at the Polo Lounge in Beverly Hills, California, and I asked for the best booth you have available. Oh, Mr. Combs, we have the Marilyn Monroe booth available. Cool. Guido's in Santa Monica, California. This is Jeffrey Combs. I'm a semi-regular customer of yours from San Francisco, California. Would it be possible for me to speak to Ron? Ron is the maitre d'. Ron, this is Jeffrey Combs. You may or may not remember me. I've dined there several times. I'm the gentleman who always wears the cowboy hat, and I always tip you an extra 20 when I go, oh, yes, Mr. Combs, what can I do for you? Ron, would it be possible to sit in the Frank Sinatra booth right by the bar? Sure. Is that yes? Oh, yes, yes. So this is how you ask the questions in a sequence. Now that means be clear where you want to set in a restaurant, be clear in the type of prospect you're looking for, have a set of criteria in who you're looking for. You don't want any old one. If you're building a business or if you're building a house, you want someone who can finish the project. So that's one of the things you're looking for, a closer, not a poser. You're looking for a finisher. You're looking for someone who you ask them questions and they answer with commitment answers. So as you learn to move into this state of awareness, understanding, knowing, you will no longer be the mind-body connection of the events that shape your feelings. Now, the smile you see on my face is because, well, I love what I do. It's fun. But if what you're doing is painful, it looks like this. Hello, please, please, Mr. Customer, go ahead and reject me really quick and hang up so I can get this over with, so I can go to the refrigerator. Well, that means that your anxiety requires something to repress and stuff. So my boy Frank Pecoraro, who's watching this live, he and I have dined many a times. I've dined at Johnny's in Albany with him. Same thing. He knows what I like. He gets the best waiter in the joint and asks for the best table. Now, that's what a paisano will do with you. I mean, this is how it is. Joe DiBianca does this with me, the same situation. Are you Italian? No, I wanted to be. Two kinds of people, Italians and those that wish they were. I learned that in the Italian culture when I was a kid. So the more you understand why people do what they do, the more you understand predictability, and then the more you understand what you deserve. And when you start to come from that and you let go of selfishness, oh, I don't want to be selfish. I better just sit in the last seat on the airplane, right back there in the window by the bathroom, because I don't want to impose on anyone. Unfortunately, that's how many people operate in life. So as you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings, then you'll be able to ask clearer questions. Take the word right out of the equation. You're not asking right questions. You're asking questions about clarity. You're asking questions about the outcome. You're asking trial closing questions. You ask commitment questions. You ask decision questions. You ask closed-in questions. Those are yes-no questions. You ask open-ended questions. If money were not an issue, what would you do with your time? What would the ideal soulmate look like? If you were in the market and you were open to dating, who would be the ideal candidate? Who's the number one person you're looking for to build a business with? Have you ever listed the criteria of what you're looking for in a contractor, an employee, soulmate, teammate? I mean, well, you're looking for character, someone who can finish, someone who's committed, someone who transmutes energy that's conducive to attracting other like-minded success in spiritual people. You're looking for people in some level of recovery, or sobriety, because you're not looking for someone who's drama, addictions in these situations. You're looking for someone who's spiritual, someone who, if they have a family, they're a good family man or a woman. You're looking for someone who's a stand-up man or woman, someone who doesn't tell you how broke they are. And I mean, there's a multitude of characteristics that you look for. Internet marketing calls it an avatar. I call it, you're just looking for quality people you can collaborate with. It really comes down to that level of ease. So once again, if you're watching this content, Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop, this Thursday night, this Friday, rock star lineup of speakers. Brittany Cara, I have Cara DeCicco Sandre, I have Carla Vilches, I have myself, Paula Penna, voice coach, Scott Burnett, great lineup of speakers for a very, very intimate event, Stockton, California. I am just now booking events. I just now booked Ray Cataline, just booked June 8th, that's a Saturday. I will be in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. May 18th, I'll be in Tarrytown, New York. May 11th, I will be in St. Louis, Missouri. So those are the upcoming events. I'll be here next Tuesday with you. We're closing out the month, April. May, it's a beautiful time of year. Many of you know that. I know there's graduations and schools getting out and all of those situations, but have one of the best months of your life in May, because there's nothing like going into the summer Memorial weekend. And you really want to go in there with momentum. You don't want to go in there flat. You want to go in there with some really, really good momentum. So you have an outstanding afternoon. Jeffrey Combs, Sobriety Consciousness. If you have not joined that group, Ray or myself would be honored to have you a part of that, and we will absolutely accept you in there ASAP. You have a great day.